it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hi, it's Tony Bruschi. When you're not enjoying our haunting episodes of The Grave Talks, I invite you to check out our true crime and disaster podcast, Dark Side of Wikipedia, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of a recent episode of Dark Side of Wikipedia.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the year-end edition of the hit true crime podcast, Dark Side of. Today, we're counting down some of the biggest stories of the year. We'll look back on people such as the hit R&B singer R. Kelly and his crazy brush-up with keeping women locked up in his house as sex slaves. Yummy. Then the cutest couple in the world, Gabby Petito, and that too young to be that bald douche that she was with. Then it's everyone's favorite child toucher, Josh Duggar. I'm Casey Kasem, and I'm feeling dirty already. Now let the countdown begin.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is the Dark Side of.
That indeed it is. And this is officially the last episode of 2021. We'll be back right at the beginning of the new year, first couple days. Welcome to the program. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts or follow, whatever it may be. We greatly appreciate that. Today, we're going to take a look back, as Casey said, on some of the biggest stories of the year. According to you guys, when I look back on the analytics of the episode that show me, you know, who clicked on what the most, and we'll find out what people were most interested. Tony and Sean with you on today's episode of the program. What's up?
Bringing in the big guns, last show of the year. Casey, is that a cigar you're smoking over there, sir? And more importantly, why did you not send us some?
Gotta love Casey when he comes back, you know? It's always fun to have Casey on to give us a countdown. I'm so glad we're able to bring the dead back here at Real Story Media. We're very excited about that.
So what is worse for you, getting convicted of, child pornography, car lot shenanigans, or sending a group email to your colleagues with improper grammar, making you feel dumb?
What was the first option?
getting convicted of looking up, child pornography at work selling cars?
Well, that would be the far worse one. Yeah, that would be. Yeah, God, no.
Improper grammar email.
No, that goes down. That goes down on the list pretty low.
Okay.
Why? Okay. Why do you ask?
Well, I was just test driving some cars this morning, and I sent a group email work-wide, and just an honest mistake. Sometimes when you're texting or you're, you know, communicating with colleagues, etc., you're really not paying attention, and then you look back and you're like, oh my goodness, that I don't even know what that word means. But when you're actually engaged, focused, and trying to cause a IT problem, you genuinely thought you sent the email correctly, and then you just look back quickly on what you sent, and you literally, it's almost dyslexic. You flipped two words. One should be in one spot and one should be in the other. For example, in this case, the torch has been passed. You hear the saying?
Yeah.
It was another colleague had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And in the email I sent, I literally put the pass has been torched, opposed to the torch has been passed.
Yeah.
So do you then highlight, hey, look, I'm stupid, everybody. I want to email you all again to say, oops-a-daisy, didn't mean to do that. Or let it ride.
I say let it ride until someone comes out and says, hey, they make their comment on it. Then you can come back with something silly and funny and then just move on. And that's how you kind of skate through that. But I would not be the first to raise the hand and go, look how I fucked up over here.
Noted.
That would be my approach to it. Not saying it's right, but that's, I think, what I would do.
Aside from that, you know, just on the morning dog walks now, you got to watch out in the Christmas season of your four-legged roommate consuming holiday lawn decorations.
Ooh, that can be I never thought of that.
Curious critters, and you got to pay attention because usually it's just grass.
Yeah.
Well, now there's a whole bunch of stuff that that she could consume, and it'll give birth Christmas Day morning. What, that has been in your stomach for how long? You ate that on a walk 2 weeks ago? Well, my goodness.
So we're not talking lights here. We're talking the stuff that people put in people's yards.
Correct. So just, you know, you got to be observant.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess I never even thought of that. My dog hasn't done that. My dog has an obsession here in the studio of eating toilet paper and Kleenexes and napkins, anything paper product wise, not pieces of paper, but paper product. And he also then goes, like when I throw stuff away, he still goes back into the garbage and tries to get it out. So I got to keep the garbage can by my feet. And then he knows that's a risky endeavor there. He's got to be like MacGyver to get into that garage, or not garage, that garbage can to get whatever he wants to get.
When you ordered, is this Sting we're talking about?
This is Sting, yep.
Was it next to the paper products in the aisle of the PetSmart? Or what?
I got him from
his paper.
He came from a ranch. So I don't know. I mean, he was a free range dog. He was born there, but he was like free range, beautiful place. So he came from a nice little home. But I don't know. I always have pets that get into that stuff. I have cats that did that. I have a dog that does it. And then they look at you like, oh, you caught me. And they look so guilty, and you can't be mad. It's going to pick up like shredded paper towel everywhere. Yes, I'm talking about you.
If you are tuning into this episode and you do not have a pet in your life, and you're looking in the new year for something that will just overall make you a happier person, I mean, do it. Doesn't have to be a dog.
Yeah.
Understand that's a big responsibility. Doesn't have to be a cat.
Yeah.
You don't even have to adopt an animal. I mean, I'm serious. In the new year, you go to your local animal humane society, wherever you are. You hang with dogs, cats, an hour a week. I assure you, whatever life of suckiness you believe you have, it shall turn the frown upside down. If anything, it'll be fun stories.
You know what?
Dog eating toilet paper.
Yeah. And you know what? I got a story about that before we get into the episode. Just a reflection on this last year, because a lot of you guys know it's been a hellish year from the get-go. going through a divorce, being a full-time dad, which I love, but you know, it's a lot that comes along with that, and just trying to readjust everything. It was, you know, very emotionally taxing. And I had all of the dogs. They were outside in the back pasture and the barn, and they just kind of hung out there, and they were good. And I really at that time needed that, because I honestly didn't have the energy or the ability to be taking full time care of a dog at that moment while I was trying to get everything else figured out. And then midway through the year, I brought Sting back in the house. And I got to tell you, it was like a turning point. I mean, I felt like I could do it and be, you know, adequately paying attention. But then just, I want to say personality wise and just emotional wise, it's been a huge difference. I mean, I feel completely different. Obviously time has helped, but I really think a big thing was having him by me all the time. And, you know, he's just there. It's not like he's, you know, doing tricks and singing songs to me. That's only Wednesdays at 3. But just him being there has been, you know, it really has made a difference, I'd say, in my, you know, mental health, if you will. So there's so many benefits there. Even if you don't think it right away, even if you think it's going to be a burden, you'll be surprised how little of a burden it is, especially when it's manageable and it's, you know, maybe one. I think it becomes burdensome when you got like 8 and you're like, anything would be like where you're overwhelmed. It's going to be burdensome. But one that just kind of hangs out, well-behaved, you're good.
You don't want to combine being a hoarder
with
and
pets.
Adopting animals.
Yeah, that doesn't end well. It makes for great television, but it doesn't end well. And sometimes you end up on this show, too. All right, back to the countdown. Number, whatever the fuck the longest one is. The trial of Chad and Lori Vallow is going to begin January of 2023. Holy shit, 2023? Wow. So that was one of our bigger stories this year. See, I just clicked on it said January. I'm going to check another source here because I'm wondering if there's by chance someone who wrote this, like, at the local...
The pass has been torched.
Yeah.
2022.
At the local...
2023.
CBS Action 5 News.
Breaking news.
And now, of course, like, my Chrome browser won't let me go backwards. Okay.
Local tree-saving volunteer group is protesting outside of the Brewski household as his dog is consuming paper products, killing trees in northwest Arkansas.
It is 2023. My God. Wow. So Chad and Lori Daybell, as we know, it's amazing. I mean, the story is just insane. There's so many crazy layers to it. The synopsis, basically, they allegedly murdered their spouses when they fell in love. They said tons of crazy shit to each other. Just listen to some of our episodes. We did a whole two-parter in the last couple of weeks reading Chad's love letters to Lori in a dramatic fashion, which was very fun. But basically, they kind of started a cult, a very small, crazy, crazy, crazy ass cult. Children are dead. They were found buried in the backyard. They went on vacation. I mean, just the looniest fucking couple you'll ever see. Anyway, listen to the episodes. The murder trial of the case of cult mom Lori Vallow and her husband Chad Daybell has been scheduled for January 2023. I was thinking when it said January, it would be like, you know, this next month. Daybell's defense team requested an October 2022 trial while prosecutors asked for September 2023. 2 years. Boise CBS affiliate KBOI reported Judge Stephen Boyce chose January 9th, 2023 as a start date, stating he expects the trial to last 10 weeks. The couple are supposed to stand trial together for the killing of Vallow's two children and Daybell's ex-wife, but the start has been delayed because Vallow was committed to a mental health institution in June after she was declared unfit to stand trial. Her stay has been extended multiple times. Daybell, a doomsday author, and Vallow, who reportedly followed him to a secretive group focused on the second coming of Christ, are accused of killing Tylee Ryan, 17, and J.J. Vallow, 7. The children's bodies were discovered on Daybell's ranch in Rexburg, Idaho, in June of 2020, after the children hadn't been seen since September of 2019. Daybell is also charged with killing his ex-wife, Tammy, in October of 2019. Ballou is charged with conspiracy in this case. The two got married in Hawaii just 2 weeks after Tammy's death. Ballou's fourth husband, Charles Ballou, was fatally shot in July of 2019 by brother Alex Cox. Charles has previously filed for divorce from Lori, writing that she claimed to be a god assigned to carry out the work of the 144,000 at Christ's second coming in July 2020, and that if Charles got in her way of her mission, she would murder him. Daybell and Ballou have pled not guilty to all charges. So there you go. We got another year of kind of hearing how this trial is going to be ramping up. I mean, these two are guilty as shit. I just, why do we need to wait this long to get them behind bars and to go into something else?
Two weeks, did I hear correctly? 2 weeks after he killed the person he got married?
That's the preview. If you want to hear the full episode, be sure to subscribe to Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chump.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Today, step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.